Chapter 9. The Simile of the Bowl of Oil. Bhikkhus, suppose that on hearing the most beautiful girl of the land, the most beautiful girl of the land, a great crowd of people would assemble. Now, that most beautiful girl of the land would dance exquisitely and sing exquisitely. On hearing the most beautiful girl of the land is dancing, the most beautiful girl of the land is singing, an even larger crowd of people would assemble. Then a man would come along, wishing to live, not wishing to die, wishing for happiness, averse to suffering. Someone would say to him, "Good man, you must carry around this bowl of oil filled to the brim between the crowd and the most beautiful girl of the land." A man with a drawn sword will be following right behind you, and wherever you spill even a little of it, right there he will fell your head. What do you think, bhikkhus? Would that man stop attending to that bowl of oil, and out of negligence turn his attention outwards? No, venerable sir. I have made up this simile, bhikkhus, in order to convey a meaning. This here is the meaning. The bowl of oil filled to the brim. This is a designation for mindfulness directed to the body. Therefore, bhikkhus, you should train yourselves thus. We will develop and cultivate mindfulness directed to the body. Make it our vehicle. Make it our basis. Stabilize it. Exercise ourselves in it and fully perfect it. Thus, bhikkhus, should you train yourselves. Bhikkhus, they do not partake of the deathless who do not partake of mindfulness directed to the body. They partake of the deathless who partake of mindfulness directed to the body. Bhikkhus, they are heedless about the deathless who are heedless about mindfulness directed to the body. They are not heedless about the deathless who are not heedless about mindfulness directed to the body.